我们今天早上来谈合神心意的侍奉。
Today, this morning we'll study serve God after His heart.
先来看一节经节，看历代志上二十八章。
Let's turn to First Chronicles chapter 28.
历代志上二十八章。
First Chronicles 28.
二十八章，我们来读第九节。
Chapter 28, verse 9.
历代志上二十八章第九节。
Chapter 28, verse 9.
我儿所罗门啊，你当认识主你父的神，诚心乐意地侍奉他，因为他鉴察众人的心，知道一切心思意念。你若寻求他，他必使你寻见；你若离弃他，他必永远丢弃你。
Verse 9. As for you, my son Solomon, know the God of your father and serve him with a loyal heart and with a willing mind. For the Lord searches all hearts and understands all the intent of the thoughts. If you seek him, he will be found by you, but if you forsake him, he will cast you off forever.
第十节，你当谨慎，因主拣选你建造殿宇作为圣所，你当刚强去行。
Verse 10, consider now, for the Lord has chosen you to build a house for the sanctuary. Be strong and do it.
这一段话是年老大卫对他的儿子所罗门说的。
These words were spoken by an elderly King David to his son Solomon.
大卫在年老的时候，他的心思意念其实都是在关心神的圣殿。
In his old age, David's thoughts and hearts and intent were all towards building the temple of God.
在历代志里面，我们看到他用尽他生命最后的年岁就是为了要预备材料，而且建立制度，为了将来圣殿的侍奉。
We see in the book of Chronicles that David used up all of his final years to prepare materials for the temple of the Lord.
那这个时候，所罗门其实已经成熟到可以做王，继承王位来治理百姓了。
At this time, Solomon had become old enough to become king to judge the Israelites.
但是对大卫来说，他一直觉得儿子还是娇嫩年幼。
But to King David, his son was still young and inexperienced.
因为所罗门他没有经过什么大风大浪，也没有什么大征战。
Because Solomon had never gone through any great difficulty or wars.
他一出生就是非常太平。
When he was born, it was during a time of peace.
国家就非常的安定，大卫的家也非常富足。
He was born during a time when the nation was at peace and David's throne was established.
所以从小也没有经过什么大的苦难。
So since youth, he had never gone through any tribulation.
那真的就是在神的恩典下长大的一代。
And he grew up under God's great blessing.
所以大卫要把这个王位传给所罗门，其实他本身是要凭信心的。
So for David to give the throne to his son Solomon, he needed a lot of faith.
而且他也愿意顺服神的安排。
He was willing to submit to God's will.
因为这是神所指定的人。
Because this was the person God had decided to become.
所以他现在跟所罗门说的第一句话，就说你应当要认识主你父亲的神。
So the first words he spoke to his son Solomon was to know the God of your father.
那这个表示说，认识神是需要追求，而且需要下功夫学习的。
So this means that to know God requires pursuit on our part.
我们知道在信仰里面没有哪一件事情是你天生就会的。
In faith, there is nothing that comes naturally to us.
今天如果神他没有向我们显现，或者是把他的心意向人显明，其实人基本上是没有办法去认识神的。
If God had not revealed to us who He was, then man has no chance of knowing who God is.
大卫他蒙神的拣选，所以他跟神有很亲密的关系。
David was blessed because he was chosen by God and God knew him.
他知道神的这个恩典不是突然有的，不是偶然的，是神特意安排的。
And David knew that God's blessing was not something to be taken for granted.
我们今天对很多事情的认知如果从真理的角度去看，我们的观念就会跟不信神人不一样。
If we analyze things from the perspective of the spiritual perspective, we'll see that we should change our mindset.
大卫他很清楚知道他的王位，他的家之所以能够有这个 特殊的权利，能够治理百姓，又能够有这个机会来建造圣殿，这是神天大的恩典。
David understood that it was a great blessing from God that his family is able to continue the kingship and to build a temple for the Lord.
这就是我们要明白哈，今天如果不是神拣选我们每一个人，我们今天不会住在这个地方来敬拜神。
We have to understand that if God had not chosen us, none of us would be sitting here in this chapel worshiping Him.
那我们在这个世上的生活跟追求也会很不一样的，如果不是神拣选我们。
And our lives and the pursuit that we have in this world would look very different if God had not chosen us.
那我们现在看28章第四节。
Let's turn to 28 verse 4.
第四节。
Verse 4.
他说，然而主以色列的神在我父的全家拣选我做以色列的王直到永远。
Verse 4, however, the Lord God of Israel chose me above all the house of my father to be king over Israel forever.
接下去他说，因为他拣选犹大为首领，在犹大支派中拣选我父家，在我父的众子里喜悦我，立我做以色列众人的王。
For he has chosen Judah to be the ruler, and of the house of Judah, the house of my father, and among the sons of my father, he was pleased with me to make me king over all Israel.
第五节说，主赐我许多儿子，在我儿子中拣选所罗门做主的国位，治理以色列人。
Five, and of all my sons, for the Lord has given me many sons, he has chosen my son Solomon to sit on the throne of the kingdom of the Lord over Israel.
第六节，主对我说，你儿子所罗门必建造我的殿和院宇，因为我拣选他做我的子，我也必做他的父。
Verse 6, now he said to me, it is your son Solomon who shall build my house and my courts, for I have chosen him to be my son, and I will be his father.
第七节，他若恒久遵行我的诫命典章，如今日一样，我就必坚定他的国位直到永远。
Seven, moreover, I will establish his kingdom forever, if he is steadfast to observe my commandments and my judgments as it is this day.
这一段话其实是大卫造句所有的首领这些军长，所有的以色列的支派的这些官长们到耶路撒冷的时候对他们所讲的一段话。
So these were the words David spoke to all the leaders of Israel, the officers of the tribes and the captains that had gathered at Jerusalem.
是大卫公开的跟所有的这些领导人说，为什么今天要建造圣殿是这么重要。
And David announced to them why it was so important to build the temple of the Lord.
而且大卫也说，也把他为什么不能够亲自建造圣殿的原因说明了。
David also told them why God refused him to build the temple.
那他特别在第四节强调神的拣选。
Verse 4 emphasizes God's choosing.
他说，神从以色列十二个支派里面去拣选了犹大支派做首领。
He says, out of all the tribes of Israel, he chose Judah to be the ruler.
我们知道犹大有就是以色列有十二支派。
You know that there are 12 tribes of Israel.
就是雅各，他有十二个儿子。
Because Jacob had 12 sons.
那长子本来是流便。
The firstborn was Reuben.
但是流便他被情欲充满，他犯罪，他失去了这个长子应该有的福分跟那个名分。
But because Reuben followed the lust of his flesh, he lost his right as the firstborn.
所以犯罪的人就没有办法承受他本来应该得到的。
So those who sin are do not receive the rights that they originally should have received.
那流便他犯罪的记录在列王记里面就有写了，这是在不是，对不起，是在创世纪里面所写的。
And the recording of Reuben's sin is in Genesis.
那流便犯罪之后，他这个长子的福分就归给了约瑟。
After Reuben sinned, the right of the firstborn was given to Joseph.
所以长子本来要得双份的产业，就由约瑟来得到。所以约瑟的两个儿子就列入以色列的十二支派里了。
So the double portion is given to the firstborn. So Joseph's two sons received this double portion and became part of the 12 tribes.
那这个长子的名分，就是做头的、做首领的，这个名分就归给犹大。
And the status of a firstborn was given to Judah.
所以这里大卫说，神从以色列这支派当中，他拣选了犹大做首领了。
So among all the 12 tribes, God chose Judah to be the ruler.
从犹大的子孙里面要出君王。
And within the descendants of Judah, God chose a king.
要坐在以色列的国位上。
To sit on the throne to rule over Israel.
那其实这里预言着啊，将来主耶稣基督他要出现，就是从犹大这个系统出来。
This is prophesying that one day the King Jesus Christ will come from the house of Judah.
那在犹大支派中拣选我父家，就是耶西的家。
And within the house of Judah, God chose the house of David's father.
本来王位是由扫罗在做的。
Originally, the kingship belonged to Saul.
但是扫罗他不愿意顺服神的旨意啊，所以最后他的王位失去了。
But Saul was unwilling to submit and obey to God's will, and he lost the kingship.
那神派撒母耳到耶西的家他说他找到了合他心意的一位王。
That's why God sent the prophet Samuel to the house of Jesse to see the man who is after his own heart.
所以从犹大这么多的家族里面，他选了大卫的父亲的家，就是耶西的家。
So among all the different households of Judah, God chose the house of Jesse.
那耶西有七个儿子或八个儿子，看我们怎么去看待他。神最后选了这个大卫。
Jesse had seven or eight sons, depending on which book you read. But God chose David.
所以在我父的众子里面喜悦我，他立我做以色列众人的王，所以大卫被高，特别被选出来了。
Among the sons of David's father, God chose David, and he was pleased with David.
然后在大卫众多的儿子里面，神特选了所罗门。
And David also had many sons, but God chose Solomon specifically.
然后神亲自指定这个所罗门要来建造这个圣殿。
And God also instructed that Solomon would be the one to build his temple.
在第五节特别说，在我儿子中，神拣选了所罗门做神的国位。
In verse 5 it says, He has chosen my son Solomon to sit on the throne of the kingdom of the Lord.
所以这个国位基本上是属于神的，不是人的。
So the throne of the kingdom belongs to God, not to man.
所以这个当王的人是替神来治理百姓而已。
So the one who sits on the throne is only helping God to rule over his people.
这个整个权柄是来自于神本身。
This authority and power comes from God.
人是被选出来，被托付来执行神要做的工作。
Man is only chosen and called out to do this work.
所以现在大卫对着所有的官长特别强调说，其实所罗门本身他是被神拣选来治理百姓，来跟大家一起建设神的国度而已。
David was trying to emphasize to the leaders of Israel that Solomon was only chosen to help rule God's people.
那神给他一个特殊的权利，他说我拣选他做我的儿子。
God also chose him to be his son.
那我要做他的父亲。
And he says, I will be his father.
所以对所罗门来说，他不但有一个生身的父亲大卫，他更有一个在天上掌权的父真神。
Not only does Solomon have a biological father on earth, which is David, he also has the heavenly father.
所以其实这个生身父亲，这个年老大卫，他即将离开了。
So his biological father was old and about to pass away.
但是这个在天上永恒的神，他不会离开，不改变。
But this heavenly father that he has is eternal and will never change.
所以所罗门他其实他接下去要做的工作都有这个父亲的指导跟父亲的心意，他要去查验。
So all the works that Solomon has to do, he has to search for the will of his father to do.
那第七节特别说，他如果恒久遵行我的诫命典章，跟今日一样，我就坚定他的国位直到永远。
Verse 7, Moreover, I will establish his kingdom forever if he is steadfast to observe my commandments.
所以对这个在天上的父，而且是真正父给他权力的这一个主宰，他如果愿意顺从的话，那么他的国位就坚定直到永远了。
If Solomon is willing to listen to his heavenly father and obey his commandments, then God will establish his kingdom forever.
大卫其实当时也对整体的这些官长们述说一件重点。
So David had a teaching here to all the leaders of Israel.
第八节。
Verse 8.
现今在主神的会中，以色列众人眼前所说的，我们的神也听见了。
Now, therefore, in the sight of all Israel, the assembly of the Lord, and in the hearing of our God, be careful to seek out all the commandments of the Lord.
表示说， 当大卫把这些首领都召聚在耶路撒冷来对他们讲话的这一个同时，他相信神在天上在垂听，而且神也在他们当中亲自做见证。
When David assembled at Jerusalem all the leaders of Israel, he believed that God was among them and God abided with them.
因为这个国度是属于全体百姓的。
Because this nation belongs to God.
不是一个单独个体说是谁的国。
This nation does not belong to one man.
所以现在所有人都要明白这个神的旨意。
So everyone has to understand the will of God.
接下去他说，你们应当寻求主你们神的一切诫命，谨守遵行，如此你们可以承受这美地，遗留给你们的子孙，永远为业。
So David tells the leaders of Israel to seek out all the commandments of the Lord, that you may possess this good land and leave it as an inheritance for your children after you forever.
所以现在所有的人要共同来寻求神，要来真的认识神。
So everyone has to seek the Lord.
而且要明白神的诫命，他的要求是什么。
Everyone has to understand the statutes and commandments of the Lord.
照着去做。
And has to do them.
他说，如果能够这样做，就可以承受这个美地，这个流奶隐秘的这个神的赐给他们的产业，永远继承，而且在那边生活。
If they are able to obey and do it, then they will possess this good land as an inheritance and are able to pass it to their children.
这个美地是他们承受起来的，不是他们自己，其实也不是他们拥有的，是神给他们的。
This good land was given to them. They did not deserve it.
要有这个神所承受的土地永远为业的基础，就是他们愿意谨守遵行神的诫命。
The key to possessing this good land was to keep the commandments of the Lord.
但是现在这一群官长，他们现在都要一起跟所罗门王配合的。
So all of these leaders of Israel have to work with Solomon.
所以重点还是这个做王的这个所罗门。
So Solomon is still a very important character.
所以大卫对所罗门说，你应当要认识主你父亲的神。
So David also tells Solomon, you have to know the Lord God of your father.
今天我们要认识神，需要学习。
To know God, we have to learn.
这是为什么我们要聚会，我们要祷告，我们要读圣经。
This is why we have to come to service, we have to pray, and we have to read the Bible.
我们要在日常生活当中去实践我们所听到的道理。
We have to, in our daily lives, do the words that we have learned.
我们如果没有用心去学习，其实很多东西我们不会理解。
If we don't obey the words of God, then we will not understand God.
就好像今天学生在学一门学问的时候，他如果没有用心去学习，他学不会的。
Just like today, for all the students, if they do not diligently study, they will not learn anything.
这个学校里面的功课不是只是考一个分数而已。
At school, you're not just writing tests.
那个分数其实不代表什么。
The grade doesn't represent anything.
因为那个分数是人给的，老师可以随便给你啊。
Because the grade can just be given to you by the teacher.
老师如果把那个标准降低了，你随便乱写，他也可以给你90分，给你 A 啊，那你也很高兴啊。
If the teacher lowers the standards, then everyone can get A's and everyone.
但其实你可能对这个你所学的东西不了解。
But maybe you still don't understand the subject.
但是等到你真的进入这个学问里面，才发现说，原来我很多东西不懂。
And later on, when you actually read it, you realize you actually don't understand the subject.
而且越深入，你会越了解说，有很多东西其实我们所知道很有限。
The deeper you go in your studies, you realize that you're very limited
in
understanding.
所以，如果真的越有学问，他就越谦卑，因为他知道说他很微小。
So those who are very learned, they are very humble because they know they don't know a lot.
学问是学习来的。
Knowledge is learned.
那需要花时间的。
It requires time.
所以我们今天年轻的弟兄姐妹哈，我们在学习的阶段，一定要把我们的时间用在真正学习的事情上面，不要浪费时间。
So all the youth in our church today have to study diligently.
因为那个年轻的日子很宝贵了。
Because the days of your youth are very precious.
我们脑筋现在还很尖锐，就是说很多东西你都会记得，但是年纪大了以后就很难了。
In your youth, your mind is quicker at absorbing knowledge, so you have to take up.
所以学习一定要趁早。
So you have to start young.
那学习，我们从小的时候要学习怎么敬畏神。
When we are young, we have to learn how to fear the Lord.
所以敬畏神也是学习来的，是我们父母亲引导我们的孩子一起来。做过这样的敬畏神的生活的。
To fear the Lord is something that we have to learn. It is something that our parents have to show and guide us in.
这是做父亲的，做父母亲应该扮演的角色，因为要引导我们的儿女知道怎么样敬畏神。
This is the role of parents. They have to guide their children to know how to fear the Lord.
大卫他跟儿子说：“你要认识主你父亲的神。”
David tells Solomon, "You have to know the God of your father."
因为大卫他 经历了这个苦难，他知道如果不是神保护他 来引导他，他早就死了。
Because David knew in his own life that if God had not preserved him, he could have died many times.
那大卫他的信仰其实也是他的上一代祖先所遗留给他，告诉他的。
David's faith was also passed down to him from previous generations.
所以这个信仰是一代一代一直传下来的。
So this faith is passed down from generation to generation.
如果追溯，就我们看一下《生命记》第四章。《生命记》第四章。
Let's turn to Leviticus.
生命记哈。
I'm sorry.
Deuteronomy. 我们来看《生命记》第四章的第十节。
Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 10.
这个以色列的这些先祖们他们在旷野曾经经历了许多的艰难。
The Israelites had gone through many tribulations in the wilderness.
那神给他们许多的训练。
So God gave them many challenges.
在第四章一开始的时候，这是摩西 当年对以色列人所说的话。
These are the words that Moses spoke to the Israelites at that time.
那我们现在看第四节。
Let's read verse 4.
他说：“唯有你们专靠主你们神的人，今日全都存活了。”
But you who held fast to the Lord, you your God, are alive today, every one of you.
就是那些不愿意顺从神的那也不愿意专心去倚靠神的，他们死了。
Those who did not want to follow and obey God's words had all died.
那其实就是生命记在他讲话的这个时间点，是出埃及之后的第二个世代，因为前一个世代，因为悖逆神，基本上大部分人都已经倒闭死亡了。
At the time Moses spoke these words, these were to the second generation of people who had left Egypt. The first generation had already passed away from their disobedience.
所以这个摩西特别说，今天你们还活着，就是因为你们现在已经学会怎么样专心依靠神。
So Moses tells this generation that you held fast to the Lord, and that is why you are alive today.
然后第五节说：“我照着主我神所吩咐的，将律例典章教训你们，使你们在所要进去得为业的地上遵行。”
Verse 5, surely I have taught you statutes and judgments, just as the Lord my God commanded me, that you should act according to them in the land which you go to possess.
所以第六节说，你们要谨守遵行，这就是你们在万民眼前的智慧、聪明。他们听见这一切的律例，必说，这大国人真是有智慧、有聪明。
Verse 6, therefore be careful to observe them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the peoples. In the sight of the peoples who will hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people.
第七，哪一大国的人有神与他们相近，像主我们的神，在我们求告他的时候与我们相近呢？
Verse 7, for what great nation is there that has God so near to it as the Lord our God is to us, for whatever reason we may call upon him?
第八节，又哪一大国有这样公义的律例典章，像我今日在你们面前所陈明这一切律法呢？
8. And what great nation is there that has such statutes and righteous judgments as are in all this law which I set before you today?
那这里这一段他在告诉我们说，其实神他亲自的跟这些百姓亲近，然后让他们可以体验，好像可以亲自触摸到神一样的。
So through the word of God, the Israelites can experience and touch God.
那他们祷告蒙神垂听。
And so that their prayers can be heard by God.
他们有困难，神亲自伸手搭救。
When they have challenges, God will stretch out His arm to save them.
所以他们在这样子祷告祈求之间呢，他们可以跟神建立了关系，他们很明白说神是爱的。
They can, through their difficulties, pray to God and experience God's love.
但是他们神也得到了神给他们的这些公义的典章律例。
And they've also received God's righteous judgments and statutes.
所以这些神所给他们的话语，要他们谨守遵行的，他们如果去做了，他们就得到智慧了。
If they follow all of these commandments, then they are able to be blessed.
敬畏神就是智慧的开端，认识至圣者就是聪明。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
所以今天那个如果能够愿意遵守神的命令的人，其实那是有智慧、有聪明的。
Those who are able to know the Lord and fear the Lord have wisdom.
那所以现在那个摩西说第九节
，verse 9,
他说你要谨慎，殷勤保守你的心灵，免得忘记你亲眼所看见的事。又免得你一生这事离开你的心，总要传给你的子子孙孙。
9. Only take heed to yourself and diligently keep yourself, lest you forget the things your eyes have seen, and lest they depart from your heart all the days of your life, and teach them to your children and grandchildren.
就是神的作为不能忘记，要一直传下去。
We cannot forget all the workings of God. We have to pass them down.
那要把这个神的话语存在我们的心里。
We also have to hide God's word in our heart.
那我们现在看第十节。
Verse 10.
你在何烈山站在主你神面前的那一日，主对我说：“你为我召聚百姓，我要叫他们听见我的话，使他们存活在世的日子可以学习敬畏我，又可以教训儿女这样行。”
Verse 10, especially concerning the day you stood before the Lord your God in Horeb, when the Lord said to me, gather the people to me, and I will let them hear my words, that they may learn to fear me all the days they live on the earth, and that they may teach their children.
哦，这个就是今天许多的对神的崇拜跟信仰生活都是学习来的。
All of the way to worship God and fear the Lord in our daily lives is a learned thing.
听见神的话，要照去做。
We have to hear the word of the Lord and do it.
而且还要教训儿女这样行。
And then we have to instruct our children to do the
same. 所以敬畏神，这个不是天生的，一定要从这个神的话语里面去学习。
So to fear the Lord does not come naturally to us. We have to learn it.
我们今天有很多事情，其实都是父母亲教我们的。
Many things that we do today are learned from our parents.
就好像我们今天要怎么去爱别人，其实也是父母亲他教导我们一开始。
We learn how to love other people because our parents loved us.
哦，所以今天我们要学习道理，也是父母亲要教导。
So today we learn the word of God. We have to be taught by our parents.
我们现在看《申命记》第五章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 5.
申命记第五章。
Deuteronomy chapter 5.
第一节。
Verse 1.
第五章第一节。摩西对以色列众人招了将以色列众人招了来，对他们说：“以色列人啊，我今日晓谕你们的律例典章，你们要听。”可以学习谨守遵行。
Verse 1, and Moses called all Israel and said to them, Hear, O Israel, the statutes and judgments which I speak in your hearing today, that you may learn them and be careful to observe them.
哦，要听，然后去做，这个都要学，所以这个都是在日常生活当中不断的练习之后变得熟练的而知道的。
So we have to, in our daily lives, not just hear, but also learn and then to do them.
哦，我们今天有很多事情是教会教导我们来的了。
Many things we learn in church today.
哦，我们来到神的家，应该要怎么样表现？应该怎么穿着？其实教会如果教导弟兄姐妹就知道。
We are taught by the church how we should approach service, how we should dress for church.
教会有时候还要把一些符合神的生活习惯教导信徒。
The church also teaches the members the different teachings of the Bible.
要怎么样跟人相处？怎么样彼此相爱？这个部分其实都要按照真理神的话语来做。
How to interact with different brothers and sisters, how to have a unified heart.
不然有时候我们父母亲的观念本身就是错误的。
If we do not hear these things, then our original concepts are wrong.
这一次小弟有机会跟在欧洲的一些学生接触。欧洲的学生啊。
This time I had the opportunity to interact with some European students.
有些父母亲有些学生他们问了一个问题。
Some students asked this question.
他们说，如果在学校被人家霸凌的时候，你要怎么办？
If you're bullied at school, what should we do?
如果有人欺负你了，那你要不要报复？要不要反手？
If someone mistreats you, should you have revenge on them?
那我就问学生，我就做一个调查，问他们说，如果你觉得应该要报复反手的，请举手。
So I took a survey and I asked, who thinks you should take revenge on them.
18个里面有16个举手。
16 out of 18 students raised their hand.
然后他们说，因为，那我就问父母亲说，哎，你们是这样教导儿女吗？这个都是父母亲教的。父母亲说，对啊。儿女如果回家告诉我们说这个事情，他说你就要反手啊，你怎么这么傻傻的被人家欺负呢？
So I asked the parents, is this what you teach your children? And they said, yes. If other people hurt you, you have to defend yourself.
他们就觉得说，这个很自然啊，本来就是应该这样啊。
They think it is very natural, they just have to do this.
所以这个他们说圣经不是讲吗？要以牙还牙，以眼还眼。
They said, doesn't the Bible say an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth?
所以人家欺负你就要反击，你不要当作那个软柿子被人家欺负吗？
So if someone hurts you, you have to hurt them back. You should not be mistreated by others.
我说圣经可能不是这样教导的，要搞清楚啊。
So I told them you have to be careful. This is not what the Bible teaches.
父母亲他自己观念错误，他教导儿女的方法就不对了。
If the parents have the wrong concept, they will teach the wrong thing to their children.
所以今天如果我们没有真的去学习神的话语，有时候我们自己教的都错误的。
If we don't carefully study the words of God, then we will teach our children the wrong things.
我们今天做主耶稣的门徒。
Today we are God's disciples.
主耶稣把这个 诫命律法这些观念从属世的层面已经提升到属灵的 层次里面来。
Jesus Christ has elevated all the teachings from the physical realm to the spiritual realm.
不能看到只是看到表面，要看到那个这个物质后面没有看到那个灵界的事。
We have to look at the law from a spiritual perspective, not a physical perspective.
那要明白说，今天如果我们遇到这个事情，有神的美意，他要我们学习什么功课。
So if we meet up with such a situation, then there is a learning that God wants to teach us.
我们应当用基督的心去处理这件事情，应该效法主耶稣的教导。
We have to learn how to be like Jesus.
所以，谨守遵行神的话，这个要学习的。
So to follow God's words is something we have to learn.
哦，我们今天在家庭里面呢，有些人他们不知道什么叫孝顺。
Some children in their families don't understand what it means to honor.
这圣经也告诉我们说，我们要在家里学习行孝，就是在家里面学习怎么孝顺父母，尊重父母。
The Bible tells us we have to learn in our own homes how to respect and honor our elders.
就好像父母亲爱儿女，这是天生的。
Like it is natural for our parents to love their children.
但是儿女要爱护母亲，这个如果没有学习也不会。
But children have to learn how to love their parents.
哦，因为儿女总是比父母亲年轻。儿女都是比父母亲年轻呢。
Because children are always younger than their parents.
那个你走过的路，父母亲走过的路，儿女还没有走过。
The paths that the parents have walked through, the children have not walked through.
所以他没有办法了解这个年老的时候他有什么反应。
They're not able to understand how they are when they're older.
哦，那所以有时候不能够体会父母亲的心。
So they may not be able to understand their parents' heart.
但是如果有被教导、有学习的，他就慢慢会体会，因为他的年龄会越来越大。
But those who learn as they age, they will better be able to understand.
所以我们要遵守神的诫命，比如说要孝顺父母，也是要学习，在家里学习。
So we have to learn how to honor and respect our parents.
我们在教会里面要做服事，这个其实也要学习。
We also have to learn how to serve God in the church.
要参与侍奉，要比如说我们要唱歌，要颂赞神，要做工，这个都要学习的。
If we are to partake in holy work, we have to learn how to give praise, how to worship and praise God.
比如说我们看历代志上第二十五章。
Let's turn to 1 Chronicles chapter 25.
历代志上二十五章。
1 Chronicles chapter 25.
二十五章看第七节。
Chapter 25, verse 7.
二十五章第七节，这个是有关于唱诗赞美神的这个记录。
25, verse 7 records how people praise the Lord.
第七节说，他们和他们的弟兄学习颂赞神，善于歌唱的共有288人。
Seven. So the number of them with their brethren who were instructed in the songs of the Lord, all who were skillful, was 288.
这里是大卫为将来圣殿的颂赞分定的班次，设定了这个赞美神的这一群做音乐侍奉的人。
David had already prepared to train these people to serve God through praise.
然后这个特别提到说，他们都是已经学习怎么样颂赞神的。
They were instructed how to sing praises to the Lord.
就是要歌颂赞美神，应该用什么方式，应该有什么心啊？应该用怎么样的穿着？他们都要一一的学习。
What should be the method? What should be the attitude? What is the dress code for giving praise to the Lord?
所以这个就是所罗门，你看他对大卫说啊，大卫对所罗门说，你要学习认识你父亲的神。
So David tells Solomon, you have to know the Lord of your father.
这个所以这认识神需要学习，而且一定要不断的重复。
To know the Lord requires repeated learning.
父亲、父辈的祖先们的这些神的作为，那体验那个下一代要明白，而且要传承下去。
How the previous generations experience God and their testimonies have to be passed down to their next generation.
那我们再看我的二十八章的第九节，这里说
Let's turn back to 28 verse 9.
他说你现在要诚心乐意的来侍奉他。
You have to serve him with a loyal heart.
这个诚心乐意，就是你现在侍奉神要用一个很完全的心，而且要很甘心乐意，从内心里面来侍奉才可以。
We have to serve God from our heart. It has to be genuine and willing.
所以这个诚实的心，这个就是今天我们说的，你 对神没有隐藏，而且是你没有其他动机，是专一的来侍奉他而已。
To serve God with a loyal heart and a willing mind is to serve with all your being, not reserving anything else.
我们人如果要做表面功夫给人看很容易，因为你只要戴个面具，你只要作假一下，你其实别人可能看不出来。
It is easy for us to pretend among men that we are serving. It's easy to wear a mask.
所以，有时候我们人如果只是看表面，很容易被骗的。
So if we look at the surface, we may be easily fooled.
就好像男女在交往，有时候，对方如果刻意要欺骗你的时候，你可能不知不觉你就被心就被靠过去，但是他可能真的是一个很恶的人，你都不知道。
For example, if a couple is getting to know each other, one of the couple's hearts may have evil intent.
但是人是骗不了神的。
But man cannot fool God.
因为我们的心在想什么，神都知道。
Whatever we are thinking in our heart, God knows.
那我们要明白哈，神他不在意的是你这个外表的行为，他不是只在意你外表的行为。
God does not just look at your outward actions.
神更在意的是我们内心是怎么想。
God, what matters to God is your heart.
所以，大卫跟所罗门说，你要诚心乐意的侍奉他，因为他鉴察众人的心，知道你一切心思意念。
So David instructs Solomon to serve with a loyal heart and a willing mind because God searches all hearts and understands the intents.
这个就是大卫他自己本身深深的体验呢。
This is something David experienced himself.
我们看诗篇一百三十九篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 139.
诗篇一百三十九篇。
Psalm 139.
第一节。
Verse 1.
诗篇一百三十九篇第一节。
Psalm 139, verse 1.
第一节说：“主啊，你已经鉴察我，认识我。”
Oh Lord, you have searched me and known me.
鉴察认识就是知道大卫他的心啊。
To search and know means God has searched God.
那大卫本身他对神也非常的小心，很敬畏，因为他知道神是轻慢不得的。
David also fears the Lord greatly.
所以他很谨慎。第二节说：“我坐下，我起来，你都晓得。你从远处知道我的意念。”
David is very cautious with his ways. Verse 2, you know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thought afar off.
第三节说，我行路，我躺卧，你都细察，你也深知我一切所行的。
Verse 3, you comprehend my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways.
第四节，主啊，我舌头上的话，你没有一句不知道的。
Verse 4, for there is not a word on my tongue, but behold, O Lord, you know it altogether.
第五，你在我前后环绕我，按手在我身上。
Verse 5, you have hedged me behind and before, and laid your hand upon me.
第六，这样的知识奇妙是我不能测的，至高是我不能及的。
Verse 6, such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain it.
这是这一个诗篇哦，应该是大卫在年老的时候写的。
This psalm was written in David's old age.
我们知道大卫也曾经犯罪啊。
You know, David had committed sin before.
他犯罪的时候，他也曾经试着用自己的方法去掩盖。
And after he committed sin, he tried to cover it up.
但是神后来派先知去把他的这个隐藏的罪恶把它掀开来了。
But God sent a prophet to uncover his secret sin.
那他也学到了他所犯的错误，其实神看得一清二楚。神没有讲话，不表示没有事。有一天，神一定会跟他说。
David understood that even if God does not say anything, God sees all the sins.
所以我们如果看大卫犯罪的这个整个记录，当然这个在历代志里面没有写，差不多经过了好多个月以后，将近一年之后，其实神才派先知去跟他讲的。
It was only after many months, even a year, that God sent a prophet to David.
所以当大卫在犯罪的当下，神其实他没有讲话。
When David had sinned, God had not said anything.
但是神看得一清二楚。
But God saw everything.
而且看到了大卫内心的那个丑陋一面。
And God saw the ugly side within David's heart.
所以神派先知去很有智慧的让这个大卫明白他所犯的错是何等的可恶。
So God sent a prophet to let David understand how terrible his sin was.
大卫不是一个恶人，但是他在这个情欲的迷惑底下，他做了恶事。
David was not a wicked man, but under the lust of the flesh, he committed a great sin.
所以当这个情欲的事情过了之后，他自己那个公义又善良的那个本性又出现了。
after this sin, his original character of righteousness appeared again.
所以当先知跟他讲了这个故事之后，哇，大卫怒气填膺，他最后用他自己的话定了自己的罪。
So when Prophet Nathan told David of the story of sin, his anger of righteousness was brought up.
啊，所以这里让我们看到说，这个侍奉神哦，我们一定要从内心里面去好好的审视我们自己的动机。
So when we serve the Lord, we have to serve God with the right intent.
大卫说，我不管在哪里，我不管做什么事，其实神都知道的。
David knows that whatever he does, wherever he is, God sees everything.
他现在要儿子所罗门，你要诚心乐意的侍奉他。
And he asks his son Solomon to serve God with a willing heart, a loyal heart, and a willing mind.
我们今天如果对神是很专一的
，if we are very focused on God,
我们又是很诚心实意，我们能够知道多少，能够做多少，我们就做多少。
We know we can serve God with our capability, so we serve with all we have.
今天我们如果企图要对神掩藏什么事情，其实是愚昧的，因为你终究是不能够掩盖的。
It is foolish for us to even consider hiding something from God because He sees everything.
神知道我们的完全，我们的一切，然后我们所拥有的，我们所缺乏的，他都很清楚。
God is very clear on what kind of person we are, our weaknesses, our strengths.
所以今天如果我们有缺乏，我们愿意来寻求他，神就帮助。
If we have weaknesses today and we search for God, God is willing to help us.
神是可以寻求的。
God can be searched for and found.
所以大卫跟所罗门说：“你若寻求他，他就必使你行见。”
So.David tells Solomon, "If you search for God to know Him, He will be found by you."
那也说明神需他很愿意人来寻求他。
So God is very willing to be found by men.
我们没有一个人是完美的。
No one is perfect.
但是我们如果真的用心要寻求神，神就帮助我们。
But if we are willing to search for God, He is willing to be found by us.
那这样一个道理在生命记跟在先知的信息里面不断的重复出现。
This message is repeated in the prophet books.
那主耶稣也这样跟我们讲。
Jesus also tells us the same thing.
我们来看主耶稣他怎么说。
Let's see what Jesus said.
看马太福音。
Matthew.
马太福音。
The book of Matthew.
主耶稣告诉我们，我们可以这样祷告。
Jesus tells us we can pray in this way.
我们今天如果第七章。
Chapter 7,
第七节
Verse 7.
马太第七章的第七节
Matthew 7:7.
你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门。
Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you.
第八节，因为凡祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他开门。
Verse 8. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened.
那这个就是神的心，他愿意我们来寻求他。
This is God's heart. He's willing to be found by us.
然后他会回应我们的。
He wants to respond to us.
所以，当我们愿意侍奉神的时候，其实神他看见，他会帮助。
When we are willing to serve God, God sees that heart. He will help us.
我们今天如果知道时间会一直过去，我们人的岁月一直流逝哦，我们要寻求神，也要把握时间的。
We know that time passes by quickly, so we have to grab onto opportunity to serve Him.
要侍奉神，也要把握机会。
To serve God requires us to take.
因为当我们年老体力衰弱的时候，其实想侍奉有时候心有余力不足了。
Because when we are old, our energy and health is limited, and we are not able to serve God with our whole being.
我们懂得寻求神的人，就是知道说我们生命最宝贵的其实是就是有神，而且我们在神的事上有份。
If we know God, then we know that He's the most precious thing, and He is our portion.
神他是可以亲近的，而且他希望我们能够来亲近他。
God is someone who we can grow close to and draw near.
那我们亲近他，其实我们很自然的会看到神的特质，我们会愿意来侍奉呢。
If we draw near to God, then we will see all His goodness.
从我们内心里面说啊，神是值得我所有的颂赞跟服侍。
And then we will know in our heart that He's worthy of us, our praise and our worship.
但是神的另外一个特质也不能忘记，所罗门被提醒说，你如果丢弃他，他就永远丢弃你哦。
But, David told Solomon, "You have to remember, if you forsake God, He will cast you off forever."
所以跟神分离是人主动。如果人离弃神，那么神就任凭你去。
If you leave God, then He will allow you to leave Him.
神不会主动离弃人，除非人离弃他。
God will never leave someone unless that person leaves Him.
这是为什么？今天我们一定要明白神他何等的期待我们人都愿意能够来亲近。
Today we have to understand God's heart, how He wants us to draw near to
Him. 他一定会相对跟我们配合，所以当我们人亲近神，神就亲近我们。
So if we draw near to God, He will draw near to us.
我们看一下诗篇第九篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 9.
诗篇第九篇。
Psalm 9.
所以当一个人如果他选择了离弃神之后，他不可以反过来说，为什么神不要我？
If someone forsakes God, they cannot turn around and say, "Why did God leave me?"
因为其实是人自己把神离弃的，不能够把这个责任再把它堆给神去。
Because man has made that choice himself, he cannot say God forsook him.
我们看诗篇九第九篇的第十节。
Let's look at Psalm 9, verse 10.
第九篇的第十节。
Psalm 9, verse 10.
主啊，认识你名的人要依靠你，因为你没有离弃寻求你的人。
10, and those who know your name will put their trust in you, for you, Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you.
就是我们今天如果有一个心意，我们要愿意来寻求他，他不会离弃。
If it is our intent to seek him, he will not forsake us.
除非人自己说我不要。
It is only if we ourselves decide not to seek him.
那神也不会去强迫人，所以当我们愿意来亲近他，来侍奉他的时候，我们要用乐意的心来做。
God will never force someone, so if we want to seek Him, we have to do so with a willing heart.
那这样也才有价值。
And that is precious in God's eyes.
那大卫他自己用他整个的心哈来侍奉神。
David served God with all his heart.
他的合神心意的侍奉，其实是他尽他所能的为神的殿做准备。
So David's servitude was to prepare all these materials for, to build God's temple.
其实大卫他后来成为一个合神心意的人，是经过学习起来的。
For David to be a man after God's heart was something that he learned.
我们知道，在大卫在迎约柜的这个过程当中，他曾经犯大错误。
We know that when he was receiving the Ark of the Covenant, he had made many mistakes.
在历代志上的第十五章。
If we turn to First Chronicles.
第十三章，第十三章。
Chapter 13.
历代志上第十三章，这是第一次大卫要去迎约柜。
First Chronicles chapter 13 was the first time David received the ark.
那他也很有心他当时候也是一股热诚，号召了多少人要去迎约柜。
He also had a great a willing heart to serve God, and he gathered many people to.
动用了多少百姓弹琴、鼓瑟、敲拔，这样子浩浩荡荡的要去。把约柜从民间迎到耶路撒冷城。
He invited many people to sing praises to God on instruments to invite the ark back to Jerusalem.
他要侍奉神，但是他没有去想说这个约柜应该怎么被处理，他应该用什么态度来搬运这个约柜。
He wanted to serve God, but he didn't know what was the correct method to receive the ark.
结果就发生了悲剧，让大卫心里害怕。
There was a tragedy that occurred, and this made David fear the Lord.
那经过了检讨之后，
and after self-reflection,
他才发现他的方法是错误的，不是神的方法。
He realized his method was wrong. It was not God's fault.
那他再次修正，
and he corrected his ways.
所以在历代志上的第十五章，我们看到第二次大卫他迎接约柜进耶路撒冷城。
So in First Chronicles chapter 15, this was the second time he brought the ark back.
他就是照神所说的方法，应该用抬的而且有立位人，而且是请祭司按照律法里面应该有准备，他照着去做之后，他心里很喜乐的得到神的祝福，把约柜迎进耶路撒冷。
So this time he carried the ark back to Jerusalem, and this was done correctly, and he received great joy.
所以要去查验神他到底喜欢什么。
So we have to seek for what pleases God.
而不是去想说他这个作为本身是不是会取得百姓的欢喜。
But we should not think of ways that will please other men.
因为当时候大家对大卫的提议说要迎约柜，大家都很同意的，都以为这个很好啊。
So many people at the first time thought David's ideas were great.
所以众人都是说认为这样是对的，就去做了。
All the people of Israel thought this was the correct way.
但是那不是神的方法。
But this was not God's way.
那也是因为神用这个教训让大卫明白说，侍奉神不是只有一颗热诚或者爱神的心就够了。
So David learned that it is not enough to just have a zealous heart to serve.
要按照神的指示。
We have to serve according to God's will.
所以在历代志上的第十五章。
So in First Chronicles chapter 15.
我们就看到 大卫他先把这个祭司利未人招来。
We see that David first called the Levites.
要侍奉神的人要这样准备。
He have instructed him how to prepare themselves.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
历代志上十五章的十二节。
Chapter 15, verse 12.
对他们说：“你们是利未人的族长，你们和你们弟兄应当自洁，好将主以色列神的约柜抬到我所预备的地方。”
12. He said to them, "You are the heads of the fathers' houses of the Levites. Sanctify yourselves, you and your brethren, that you may bring up the ark of the Lord God of Israel to the place I have prepared for it."
第十四节。
Verse 14.
于是祭司利未人自洁，好将主以色列神的约柜抬上来。
So the priests and the Levites sanctified themselves to bring up the ark of the Lord God of Israel.
十五，利未子孙就用杠肩抬神的约柜，是照主借摩西所吩咐的。
15. And the children of the Levites bore the ark of God on their shoulders by its poles, as Moses had commanded according to the word of the Lord.
要侍奉人的，要侍奉神的，要洁净。
So those who serve God have to be pure.
要照神所说的。
We have to follow God's words.
啊，这个就是大卫他所学到的。
This is what David learned.
那现在大卫他把这一些他的所领受的信仰，他传给他儿子所罗门。
Now David had wanted to pass down his faith to his son.
合神的心意的侍奉，其实基本上所有的一切都要按照神所指示。
To serve God after his heart means to follow every instruction of God.
在跟所罗门所讲话的最后一部分，大卫跟交给所罗门一份蓝图。
At the very end of his instruction to Solomon, he gave him a question.
我们看历代志上的二十八章。
Let's turn to First Chronicles 28.
因为现在大卫他没办法亲身建造，但是他已经预备了。我们现在看第十一节。
Let's read verse 11.
二十八章十一节，大卫将殿的油廊、旁屋、府库、楼房、内殿和施恩所的样式指示他的儿子所罗门。
Verse 11, then David gave his son Solomon the plans for the vestibule, its houses, its treasuries, its upper chambers, its inner chambers, and the place of the mercy seat.
12, 又将被灵感动所得的样式，就是主神殿的院子、周围的房屋、殿的府库、圣物府库的一切样式都指示他。
12, and the plans for all that he had by the Spirit of the courts of the house of the Lord, of all the chambers all around, of the treasuries of the house of God, and of the treasuries for the dedicated things.
13节以后又指示他祭司和利未人的班次，神殿里各样工作，神殿里面的一切器皿的样式。
13, also for the division of the priests and the Levites, for all the work of the service of the house of the Lord, and for all the articles of service in the house of the Lord.
然后14节到18节，这个就是每一个器物啊，神殿的器物应该用的那个斤两，它多大多重，都一一的跟他说明了。
From verse 14 to 18, David describes exactly how big and how heavy each of these instruments are.
第十九节，大卫说：“这一切工作的样式都是神用手画出来使我明白的。”
19. All this, said David, the Lord made me understand in writing by His hand upon me all the works of these plans.
我们就看到最后大卫说：“所有的这一切。”都是神亲自指示要照着去做。
All of these things God had personally told David what to do.
我们今天要侍奉神，其实我们有很多的细节要照神所说的。
When we serve God today, there are many little details we have to follow.
合神心意，就是我们不会觉得说神怎么又给我规定了这么繁琐。
When we serve God after His heart, we shouldn't feel burdened by all His instructions.
其实有些我们不明白有神的意思，我们事后才会明白的。
There are some instructions that we do not understand now, but may understand later.
所以我们如果把神放第一位了哈。
If we put God first.
所以当我们说我们要做一个合神心意的侍奉，本身就是要把神摆在第一个，他绝对不会犯错。
To serve God after His heart is to put Him first, because His instructions are never wrong.
我们如果对神所说的不明白，是我们理解还不够，我们还不能够完全去贴近神的心意而已，不是有错。
If we don't understand all of God's instructions, that means we don't know God enough.
但是我们就照着去做就对了。
But we don't have to understand everything. We just have to do.
当我们去侍奉之后，我们才会明白哦，原来神就是这样子安排。
After we serve, we will understand this is how God planned everything.
那如果我们有这样一个心智，其实到最后所有的众弟兄姐妹就一起侍奉。
After this, all the brothers and sisters can serve together.
所以最后我们会体会到同心侍奉，那就非常的喜乐。
If we serve together in a unified heart, we will be very joyful.
我们看二十节。
Let's read verse 20.
大卫对他儿子所罗门说：“你当刚强壮胆去行，不要惧怕，也不要惊慌，因为主神就是我的神，与你同在。他不撇下你，也不丢弃你，直到主神殿的工作都完毕了。”
20. And David said to his son Solomon, "Be strong and of good courage, and do it. Do not fear nor be dismayed, for the Lord God, my God, will be with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you until you have finished all the work for the service of the house of the Lord."
21节.
21.
有祭司和利未人的各班，为要办理神殿各样的事，又有灵巧的人在各样的工作上都乐意帮助你，并有众首领和众民一心听从你的命令。
21. Here are the divisions of the priests and the Levites for all the service of the house of God, and every craftsman will be with you for all manner of workmanship.
就看到所有的百姓都心都连在一起了。
You see, all the Israelites had one heart to do this work.
神一定要让他们的工作顺利的进行。
God will allow their work to be successfully completed.
在神的殿里面就会体验到神就在这里。
So they are able to experience God through building this temple.
愿我们都能够这样子来侍奉神。
May we all be able to serve God this way.
把神放在我们生命当中最重要的位置，我们愿意乐意听从他。
So let's put God first in our lives, that we can listen to His instruction.
我们整体的百姓也都会欢喜快乐。
So that we may be rejoice as His people.
唱诗。
Let's sing Him.
380首。
380.
带领我们教会的各样圣工。
Let's pray to give holy work in church.
我们现在就同心祷告。
Let's pray in one accord.